The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and it looks like baseball might be back after all. And heck, there was some fun soccer today, for those of you who are inclined. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. Send a message, Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975, you can text the show. You also know the number for that, and it's a Wednesday. We do things a little differently when you call, text, tweet, send a raven, whatever you do. Put odds on it. What are the odds that tomorrow I'll be back in studio, Hoffman?
Isn't it 50-50 at this point?
Well, it's better than 50-50 because, well, it's just the only question is whether or not we get the test back. I think at this point, I'm relatively sure there's absolutely, I mean, it's going to come back negative. It's just I'm waiting for the actual answer. So 50-50 is if you think it'll be tomorrow.
Okay. Well,
I'm calling it negative right now.
Okay. Well, I'm expecting the test results today. That's what I was told. He was gonna let me know today. So that's what I'm expecting. But of course, it has not happened yet. So we're running out of day.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if people know this, but we do the show that kind of signifies the end of the business day. This is why the afternoon drive time show in radio lingo, typically why they call it drive time is because people are driving home from their day at the office. So I assume the people who give out those results may currently be driving home from a day at the office without giving out those results. Thank you.
Yeah, I can see that, unfortunately, but,
and like, yeah, no big deal. We'll get it to him tomorrow.
Yeah. Who cares? Well, I mean, by the time once you get after like 3:45, there's nothing I can do today anyway. So, it's like, okay, I'll wait for tomorrow. That'll be fine. But it'd be nice to get it early enough tomorrow so that I can, you know, get to the office. I've got some things I'd like to do there. So, but I'm not expecting anything major. So it's just. I'm going to go 68%.
Okay.
And with 30% chance that they don't get it done tomorrow and a 2% chance that it actually comes back positive.
Okay. And that's the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
We don't want to be 2%ers.
Yeah, because then I have to go get tested and then we'll got to go through all that.
You're high risk.
I'm not elderly. I am not high risk.
You're higher
my body,
risk.
Nah, I don't think so.
Aren't you? If you're over 50, aren't you automatically at higher risk?
No, 57 is the number I think they threw out there, okay. And I'm not anywhere near 57 years old.
Nowhere within like 2 or 3 years of that.
Well, I mean, within 2 years, but
that's pretty near.
No, because I'm invincible. Okay. I'm invincible. You can't kill me, no matter how hard you try.
I can't, but the Rona can.
I don't want to be the guy who pisses off the Rona, so I'm just not going to comment.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
But I've put myself through a lot over the years, and I've come out just fine.
So. You don't want to be the person who says, all I need to battle off this disease is my God and my guns. You don't want to be that person?
No, because
sometimes that doesn't work out.
No, and I don't know. Who am I shooting?
Well, the coronavirus.
Oh, but like, if I have...
Why would the coronavirus come after you if you've got a gun? I mean, that's
well, I'll just say, if I see it coming, I'll shoot it. I won't think twice.
You know what?
I'll put one right on one of those cute little bug things that they keep showing pictures of.
Is Lawyer Dave going to be on our show today?
Tomorrow.
Okay, I've got to talk to Lawyer Dave because I need to know if I'm going to be committing a crime or not.
Oh, well, I'm sure he'll call in and answer for you.
Okay, well, if he's listening, so here I'll give you my scenario and you tell me if you think this would be a crime. So the last three Friday night into Saturday morning, there is someone in my neighborhood. Or, well, I don't know if they live in my neighborhood, but we have the communal mailbox where, you know, the mailman can just open the back of the mailbox and throw all the mail in there.
Yeah.
Someone has a master key and has been caught on doorbell cams opening up the back of the mailbox and stealing people's packages. And this has happened three times now. And one of the things that was stolen was eyelash boost that my wife pays for. She pays like $150 for like a bottle the size of a bottle of Whiteout. These, mind you, these are third world problems here. First world problems, right. I suppose. But she's out that lash boosting serum, and she ordered a backpack to carry our dog in. So these are, I mean, very suburban white people purchases that were made. I'm having to go through, I'm having to jump through hoops with the post office and see if the companies are going to reimburse or what. But it's happened now three Friday nights going into Saturday mornings in a row, and it keeps happening between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. All three times they've been caught on camera. And, of course, nobody's doorbell camera allows them to see the license plate because typically the way doors are set up, and doorbells for that matter, they face the road and people drive, you know, sideways on the road. They don't drive they don't drive toward houses typically. So what I want to do is set an alarm for about 2:45 on a night where I'm stone cold sober. I want to dress in camouflage clothing. I want to paint my face in camouflage and hide in the bushes by the mailbox. And when someone comes to steal my packages or the packages of my neighbors, because I feel like I'm really doing a neighborhood service, like a neighborhood watch, I'm going to jump out and I'm going to detain this person until the police arrive. Would that be a crime? And guess who's on the phone, Fred? I don't even need your answer.
Well, let's let him answer then.
All right. Lawyer Dave is on the phone. Dave, would that make me a criminal or would it make me a hero?
If you were to apprehend someone in your yard physically picking up boxes.
Nope. At the community mailbox.
Oh. Okay. So at the community mailbox, somebody's trying to rip off packages.
They're not trying. They are succeeding at.
And you want to be there to intercede?
Yes.
You going to shoot them?
I don't think so. I mean, I'd prefer not to shoot them, but obviously I would have a gun with me, and if he tried to flee, I would probably shoot the tire of his vehicle. That's in my dream scenario, that's how it would work. He would say he would throw all the mail at me and he'd get in his car and try to speed off. And I would blast his tire with my 45, and he would have to, you know, eventually stop and maybe even abandon the vehicle. And if he does that, I don't think I would pursue on foot, but I would use the vehicle's information. I would let the police use the vehicle's information to apprehend him and hopefully get back my wife's dog backpack.
Well, the answer to your question is yes. If someone is stealing your property, no matter if it's at your house or at the mailboxes, you have the right to apprehend that person.
Yes.
Given that you were a professional MMA fighter, my suggestion would be to you particularly, tackle the son of a gun and call 911 and have his ass arrested.
What if he has a gun?
Wow.
That's the way I always think. Now, this is a we've confirmed now, Dave, this is a bad guy. Three mailbox thefts in 3 weeks. I feel like, you know, bad guys typically have, I mean, they are apt to have guns. So I feel like in the really the Republican scenario, I want to be the good guy with the gun in this scenario, right?
You would be the good guy with the gun in that scenario.
And I'm sure in the great state of Texas, the courts would see that.
The great state of Texas would be likely to give you an award or a medal.
Exactly.
Yeah, isn't it a felony to steal mail now?
It's got
to
be.
Oh, it's a U.S. A federal felony. That's not some lightweight stuff.
And sure. Honestly, yeah. I can see it now because this is what makes me a real hero in this story, Dave. I don't know if you remember this, but I'm a military veteran. So,
oh yes, I remember that.
When the story is written, it will say, it won't say radio schlub AJ Hoffman. It will say decorated military veteran AJ Hoffman apprehended the suspect.
Well, first of all, as you know, I'm proud of the fact that you served our country.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. And second of all, that's the way I'd write the headline, too. But yeah, let me get to the issue of the gun. If the criminal produces a weapon.
Oh, I would shoot him in the face.
Okay, well, then that's what we have. It's called stand and defend. We have that law here in Texas.
Okay.
But it's not altogether guaranteed that if, you know, you got some prosecutor that didn't like your show for whatever reason and decided to say, well, this wasn't really a stand and defend. He had other opportunities to leave or do this or that. So it's not a guarantee. I don't recommend it. Let me just say that.
Oh, okay.
But if someone were to produce a gun, especially, and you would have to respond with fire. Just like, you know, in a combat situation, these current crazy rules in combat, meaning you can't fire if you see the enemy. They have to fire at you first. I don't understand that, but the equivalent of pulling a gun out of someone's waistband and moving it towards you, that would, in my opinion, I'd defend you all day on that one.
So would you prefer, just for my, you know, for my well-being, and I'm going to go ahead and assume that you'll be my lawyer on this.
Always.
So would you prefer me to shoot to wound the bad guy or to kill the bad guy?
Well, the actual language that I've seen used in court was the person in your shoes tells the police, I was threatened for my life, and I did what I had to do to stop the assailant. Not kill the assailant, AJ, to stop the assailant.
Right, to stop him from stealing my mail.
Well, you're stopping him from attacking you at that point.
Right.
The mail's secondary, but what's the critical difference is he said, yeah, I shot him to kill him. Well, you shot him to stop him.
Right, to stop him from killing me.
You probably are a good enough shot where you probably could shoot somebody in the leg or someplace non-fatal. So, yeah, but a .45, as you know, creates a big hole.
Yes.
So.
Well, so.
And you have a history with guns.
Is there? I know. You've defended me on gun charges before. Is it illegal for me to wait by the community mailbox in a bush just in case he shows up?
That is an extremely good question. The answer is yes, you certainly can, but not if you have a premeditated idea that you're going to shoot somebody.
I told you already, and this is on the record, I don't want to shoot him. Okay. I want to hold him until the real law enforcement officers can arrive because I am not a law enforcement officer, but I am a concerned citizen about my community's mail.
Well, and there's absolutely nothing wrong. That's actually totally right to be that concerned about that because so many things, especially these days, people get these COVID checks in the mail and so forth and so on. Yeah, that's important stuff. So you would be a hero if you hid in the weeds to apprehend the thief.
Yes.
You're completely within your rights to do that.
And I would only shoot him if he produced a gun.
Yep.
And if he doesn't produce a gun and instead throws the mail at me and tries to run away, I will only shoot his car tire.
No.
Don't do that?
No, you can't do that. No, because now you're not in fear of your life anymore.
But now I'm trying to apprehend the guy who stole my property.
Well, that's true, but no, you can't do that. You can only get his license plate, take a picture of it, and call 911, and hopefully they will apprehend the thief.
What if he was driving at AJ to get away?
Well, then AJ is once again in fear of his life, and he could put a couple of 45s through the windshield.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stand away from you, buddy.
I don't want to stand in the way of the car. I just want to get the bad guy. And I feel like if I give the police a license plate number, then they're going to take their sweet time figuring out what's going on here. Whereas if I shoot his tire out and the police show up and take him to jail that day, I'll have some peace of mind.
Well, no. Okay. No.
So you're saying that's a bad idea.
Yeah, that would go beyond the notion of stand and defend. If you had a shotgun with some sort of birdshot in it, or all the way up to buckshot, and it accidentally discharged and it happened to hit a tire, well, that might be a different scenario, although I couldn't envision it.
But yeah, I'm not really a...
It would have to be an accidental discharge in order to qualify in that regard.
Okay. Now, what if, like, as soon as I see him stealing the mail, before I even approach him, I just stick a knife in his tire? What would be my liability? Just would I have to buy him a new tire? Because I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, it would be misdemeanor vandalism at most.
I can deal with a misdemeanor, Dave. You know that.
And I would deal with it for you.
All right, my man. All right.
Yeah,
Dave.
If you saw somebody stealing the mail and you snuck up on the other side of their vehicle and cut the air stem with a knife or stabbed a knife in the sidewall, at most you would be vandalizing someone's car.
It's funny that using a knife is acceptable, but using a firearm would not be acceptable, right?
Well, yeah. Similarly, if you winged a knife at somebody's car trying to puncture their tire, I think that would be silly, but
that's an ineffective method.
Yeah, no, not like a gun trained with your laser sight.
All right, Dave. Well, you may be hearing from me on Saturday, but
oh my Lord,
we'll see how it works. Maybe I won't even need a lawyer. Maybe they'll arrive. The officers will arrive and hand me a medal on site and say, "Sir, you're a hero to the community."
Like I say, AJ, I wouldn't want you to put the chokehold on me. I can tell you that, and I know you know how to do that.
Yeah, but I'm not looking to do that in this situation.
You don't want to apprehend him and choke him out?
Well, I mean, sure, that'd be great, but that's one of those situations where you're playing the odds there. Like, the odds are, I'm bigger than an average human. So the odds are I'm going to have an advantage. I'm more trained in hand-to-hand combat than the average human. So the odds are I'm better trained than he is, but I'm still playing the odds. Like, he could be 6'5" and like a kung fu master. And I feel like the great thing about a 45 is no matter how good you are at karate, like that's what we call the great neutralizer.
Oh, yeah, that's the equalizer for sure.
Yeah. All right, Dave. Well, hopefully I don't have to call you on Saturday, but just be ready. Be on your cell.
My numbers, so get a hold of me if you need me.
All right, thanks,
and what
Dave.
What you might do, I don't know if this is even possible, if you could set up a security camera at the site near where the letterboxes are.
Here's what I was considering. My brother will be in town, so I was going to bring him along as a witness and have him carry another gun. Just in case things get out of hand.
Is he a badass, too?
I mean, he's all right.
Well, I can't imagine
he's my little brother.
Human beings against the two of you would have much of a chance. So I feel confident that you're going to kick somebody's ass and they're going to quit stealing your packages.
That's all I'm looking for. All right, thanks,
Dave. Best of luck. You know how to find me if you need me.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
See you, bud. Yeah, I have a couple thoughts on this, actually.
All right, well, we'll discuss after the break.
Yep, definitely. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, man, are they helping folks out right now? Because, hey, all their installations, all their consults are done super safe. So they're taking extra precautions for you. They're taking extra precautions for their people. And really what they're doing it for is to help you out. Because right now they're doing no payments for 2 years, $2,500 off all siding jobs, 30% off all windows. And what they're doing right now is they're saving you money. And you're like, well, how is me buying something saving money? Well, you're going to save up to 40% on your energy bills with new windows, new vinyl windows. And you think about that, not paying for two years while you save on your energy bills through these hot summer months. You're going to be on the upside of this thing in no time. No more leaks, energy efficient, keep your home cool all summer. You want the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I have a couple of questions. Are you sure it's a dude? I mean, the kind of stuff that's getting stolen here?
Well, I don't think he's opening up the mail and deciding whether or not he wants to keep the items or not. I think he just sees packages and is taking all the packages. But yes, based on the doorbell camera, his figure appears to be a masculine one.
Well, the other thing is just make yourself a neighborhood watch for one night.
Like I can get a T-shirt made?
Yeah, get you a T-shirt that says Neighborhood Watch.
It would have to be camouflage T-shirt.
Well, I'm sure that can. I'm sure we know somebody who can make that for you.
I guess camouflage is kind of out of. It's not cool anymore. I would just have to wear all black.
Yeah, you need to go full Antifa.
Yeah, I'd have to look militant.
Yeah, yeah, and do black mask. You know.
Yeah.
Everything. That's probably the way to go. But you just get a little thing that says Neighborhood Watch, and. Then you can carry whatever weapons around you want.
Yeah. Well,
just a thought. Not that I'm encouraging you to go whack somebody.
I'm not trying to whack him. I want to detain him peacefully and just have a peaceful resolution to this, honestly. I did want to shoot his tire, but I guess I'm not going to now.
Yeah, that one's discharging a firearm in public and unless you're not protecting yourself.
I mean, I'm licensed to carry said weapon. Texas has legally granted me that right. I've actually paid for that right.
But you can't go off just firing it for no reason because you might hit somebody's car, and you already have some experience with that. So,
allegedly, and by the way, exonerated. Thanks.
because you got a good lawyer.
That's right.
That's that white privilege thing again.
That is right.
But I certainly wouldn't count on the police doing anything to stop it. So I would, it's been almost 2.5 years since they called me and said, hey, we've got your driver's license and stuff that we got off this guy who was using your identity. Do you want to press charges? Like, yeah, absolutely. Can I get my stuff back? Yeah. Yeah. We'll take care of that. Somebody will call you. Still waiting.
And here's the other, here's my other question, because I've always been, I've always been like curious how it works when you slash someone's tires, because I feel like it seems like the right thing to move would be a folding knife. That's like the preferred knife of choice, I would guess, unless you've got like a K-bar, like a military style, you know, almost like a bayonet knife. But you stab directly into the sidewall. Is there no pressure that pushes the knife instantly out? Is there a loud noise? What happens?
I've
never slashed a tire.
I've never slashed a tire either, but
Aaron,
I've
you look like you have experience.
I haven't slashed a tire, but I worked at Discount Tire for 6 years, so
okay.
I had experience. With
what would happen if I stabbed a folding knife into the sidewall of
the
tire?
There will be a rush of air that it won't shoot the knife out because the air will bend around the knife
okay.
through the gash. It'll hit your hand, but there will be noise.
How loud of a noise that will startle a bad guy?
Depending on how close they are, yeah. I mean, if they're parking right in front of the mailbox, definitely.
Now, what I don't want to do is stab the guy's tire, and then it turns out he's actually a mailman, or he's like looking to investigate the thefts in some way. But I feel like that's not likely to happen between 3 and 4 a.m. If you remember what your high school football coach has said, nothing good happens after 1 a.m. Like, there's nothing good for you out there. And truth be told, he was right. You know, most of the times I've been I've been taken to the pokey have been after 1 a.m. So that was actually sound advice, Coach. Let's talk to Raymond. He's got a question about my plan. Hello, Raymond.
Hey, how's it going, guys? AJ, Fred.
Going sports.
Long time listening. I have a question, though.
Okay.
So what if this guy is actually a Blitz listener? And you just gave him every single, like, everything that you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he just avoids you for a couple weeks, and he hits you when you're not expecting it. I'll hang up and listen.
I mean, that's a good possibility. And I'd be disappointed if that were the case. I'd be disappointed that he continues to steal my mail after knowing that I provide him entertainment every day. That would be really disappointing to know one of my listeners was knowingly stealing my mail. I guess there's nothing I could do about that, but if me talking about it on the radio prevents him from stealing mail for 2 or 3 weeks, so be it. And maybe it means he only comes once a month now. And maybe it means I have to go to a secondary measures. Maybe I have to put up like a deer camera, like a game camera on one of my neighbor's houses or the light pole outside my house. I've got to do something to get this license plate number. But I want it to stop. I don't like it. And I live in a peaceful neighborhood. I live in a neighborhood where, and I told you guys I feel like my neighborhood's being overridden with crime. I told you about when I left my truck door unlocked, someone rifled through my truck. Of course, there was nothing in it to get. They didn't even take my phone charger, which that was really nice of them not to take my phone charger. I hate having to replace a phone charger, but that was really the most valuable thing in the car, and they didn't take that. So, but then now this is another crime that's occurring in my neighborhood, and I don't want... I'm like Clint Eastwood in... What's that movie where he's real angry and he's kind of racist?
Oh, Gran Torino?
Gran Torino. I want to be like him, and I don't want this neighborhood going to hell. And I don't even know, like, I can't tell in the video the race of the person who's stealing the mail, so I don't want to be the racist version of Clint Eastwood and Gran Torino. I want to be the indiscriminate version of him and Gran Torino. I just don't want crime in my neighborhood, and I want to be basically my neighborhood's Batman. I want to save things.
Well,
except unlike Batman, if a bad guy pulls a gun on me, I will shoot him in the face. Like that's where I kind of differ from the Dark Knight. I'm a little more traditional in things of that matter.
You don't have Arkham Asylum to lock him up in.
I don't.
I'm sure we could find a place to lock him up. We know people. 281 says, I like your chances. Travis Johnson said, you only have 5 listeners and I'm not the thief. It's 10 listeners.
10.
Do not sell us short, pal. Yeah. So, all right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN
97.5. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. I'm kind of liking this idea, AJ, of starting the BNW, the Blitz Neighborhood Watch.
I've
been unofficially doing that a little bit lately because we had some cars broken into on the street next to us, and we haven't had any break-ins in the property in a while, mainly because we've got the gates fixed and everything, so you have to really try to break into this place. But there have been some car break-ins, usually around 3:30 or 4 in the morning, and if I happen to be up and I hear noise, then I go out there armed and just make sure nobody's breaking into people's cars. So I've already made myself an ancient astronaut theorist officially. I could certainly make myself an official neighborhood watch guy, and we could make it a Blitz thing and stop crime in our neighborhoods today, like a bunch of little Batmen.
Well, I mean, I think your neighborhood, it's going to be harder to clean up crime than mine.
It's not bad, and in my area is not bad, but we do have people who trickle in that shouldn't, and it's close enough to some areas that have some right. problems. But I've chased drunks that were looking at people's cars. I don't know if they were going to break in or not. In one case, I think it was just a drunk dude who didn't know where the hell he was, and I'm like, I've been there, and he was just wandering up and down the street. And couldn't work his phone or anything. And like, yeah, this guy's just drunk. But I think he lost his car. And I asked him what was going on. He was mumbling about being lost. And then he just sat down.
Best case scenario, while I'm waiting for the mailbox guy to come, someone tries to open up the door of my truck. That would be that'd be the real winner right there. Although I'm pretty sure those were just like teenage kids. I think they're just rabble rousers, troublemakers.
Yeah.
This guy, I mean, if you've got like a master key to mailboxes, that's like a thought out crime. That's not just like walking around looking for some mischief and find a door unlocked. There's intent.
Or it's an inside job.
Could be. It could be. And what if I expose it? And this man's fired from the mail department, the post office.
That would be huge.
Yeah.
It's a disgrace to all the rest of our mailmen that are out there doing hard work and doing important work, by the way,
society. I like our mailman's a really nice guy the only flaw on him is he's terrified of our dog. So irrationally terrified of our dog. Like we've actually like stopped and like, I've stood with my dog, and my dog's like pretty well trained, so I can give commands that'll basically put her where I want her, and I'll have her lay down and quiet, lay down and hush, and so the mailman can see that she's under control as long as we know the person who's at the house. And he's still like, I don't want to get any closer. He's like 15, 20 feet away, and it's not because of coronavirus. He thinks my dog is worse than coronavirus. He would rather catch coronavirus than meet my dog. But he's like the nicest guy. He really is. And even he was like, man, it's really pissing me off that people are breaking into these mailboxes. He's like, I hate it. So, I don't know.
Where do you get a master key for something like that?
It's a good question.
Somebody who, somebody in the neighborhood?
I don't know.
The HOA or something? I don't know. I'm just trying to put my law and order hat on here for a moment and figure out how you get a duplicate key.
Lamont says, AJ, it's simple. Messing with mail is a federal crime. Contact the postmaster. They'll fix it quick, and he's doing Fed time. I tried. They haven't even come out to change the locks. This has happened 3 weeks in a row. You'd think, like, the first thing they would do is say, you know what? We better change the locks on those mailboxes. Yeah. Haven't done it. So I've got – Lamont, in this case, I've got to be the postmaster. I've got to be that guy. Justin says, AJ, what if you get your ass whooped? Would you shoot after like Zimmerman did? I'm a big believer in I would only shoot someone if I felt like my life was in danger. And I'm also someone who doesn't believe that getting my ass whooped means my life is in danger. So, no, I would only shoot him if he had a weapon or tried to take my weapon. That's the only reasons I would shoot this person.
Well, I think your plan is solid. I would hope that you catch the guy and that the police actually do something when you catch him, and it's not back at it again in a week.
The other option would be to take my dog and let my dog out, like let her go and let her get the bad guy.
Yeah, whenever there's a situation like that where there's somebody out there, I always take the big dog.
Because my dog honestly doesn't like anybody walking the streets, period. She also really doesn't like dogs who walk with no leash. Like if a dog is walking in our neighborhood with no leash and she can see it from our front window, all hell is breaking loose. She is angry about that. And if there are people walking, even children, like especially if they cut through our yard, that's when it's she's losing her mind. But just people walking on the street, she doesn't like them. And if I give a command, I can have her, I can make her think that this guy is a bad guy. And I wouldn't make her think, I would let her know that he's a bad guy. Because I know he's a bad guy, so it wouldn't be a matter of what I think. He's clearly a bad guy. So, but now, I mean, I always worry that if I let my dog attack someone, that they're going to have a gun and hurt my dog. And then if that's the other, like if someone shot my dog, I would shoot them. And I would probably, like then it might not be my life was in danger. And so I'd probably go to jail. And I don't want to go to jail. I just want this guy to stop taking my mail. In fact, that's the other plan is, while I'm detaining him, I'm going to take his keys, all of his keys. And I'm going to take them to the post office and say, hey, figure this out. This can't happen anymore. I feel like I've got a sound plan here, Fred.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the dog's a good idea because I always feel safer when I've got Derby with me, especially when it's dark out because, she loves people, but any times that one of us is threatened, whether it's the Canadian or the little dog or me, if she thinks we're threatened, she's vicious, man. And she knows exactly what to do. So I don't know what she did before we rescued her, but pretty sure she was trained to take down bad guys. So, but I don't want her getting hurt either. I like the plan.
All right.
And
well, I'll let you talked know how about it goes.
but we talked about this before with booby traps and stuff. And people are suggesting that. When people were stealing Amazon boxes left and right.
Yeah, that's illegal.
Yeah, because all I wanted was a little tiny crossbow on my camera so that if I saw somebody stealing it, I could push a button and it would shoot them. And Lawyer Dave told me I couldn't do that.
And all I wanted to do was put my dog inside a box. And when people tried to pick up the box, my dog jumped out at them.
That's such a great idea.
I thought it was a really good idea.
That is such a great idea. It's like, congratulations, look what you get. All right, I have to tell you about my good friend, Dr. Linville. And man, it's been almost a year now since I went in and had the procedure done, the neograft procedure that he does where he removes hair from the back of your head and puts it in the front where it's gone. And it has been amazing to see the transformation. And I can't believe that I actually have hair again. And it's nice to have bad hair days because I wasn't able to do that for a while. And I thought about a lot of things for a long time and talked to several people that were going to advertise with us. And it just didn't work for me. I mean, I didn't want hair plugs and things like that. This is my own hair. It's just hair from a different part of my head. And it's such a cool procedure. And if you right now, you could go and get it done. He's back in business. 975hair.com. You can also still do the virtual consultation if you don't want to do it in person. But if you're still on lockdown, this is the time to get it done because then when you go back, people will forget that you didn't have any hair. He just wants to help people out like you, me, and even himself because he had it done. His hair looks fantastic. Get your consultation today, 975hair.com.
On ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 713 says if AJ did the dog in the box thing, there's a possibility he could get charged with entrapment.
I know. Yeah, that's what we already got told. The lawyer Dave told me that's a bad idea.
Yeah, we were coming up with booby trap ideas. That one might have been my favorite, but yeah, we were shot down on that. But 832 asks, can I get your guys' opinion? Thinking about going to Florida, would you guys travel with everything going on?
Nope. Not to Florida.
Yeah, I don't think like a road trip somewhere is a bad idea for like a day trip or something, because I've thought about doing that as long as you're just not going to be around people.
But not to Florida.
I don't think I would go out of state right now. And even if I road trip, it's going to be over to my property or something like that. I'm not going too far. I just think, especially if you're driving, it's one thing, but if you're going to a place where there's a bunch of people and you know, you're going to be around a bunch of people, I don't know if that's, but again, that's everybody's different on that. Like you were talking yesterday about, you guys don't think you're going to go out to restaurants for a while. And, you know, I get that. I'm probably going to keep going, but only if it's me and the wife instead of, cause we've been
in like groups
meeting friends. Yeah. We've been meeting friends at places and it's kind of like, maybe it, just until this thing slows down a little bit, maybe should back off on that a little, but that's everybody's, to me, that's an individual choice to make. And if you're comfortable doing it, then great, but I wouldn't do it just to do it right now. And, because I would love to be able to go to Canada, because in fact, I talked to my sister-in-law a little bit last night. It's like, we'd love to be able to go because up there, you're not around people. You know, it's really isolated and it would be safe, but they won't let us in right now. And I don't know that I'd want to get on an airplane just yet. Not because of, you know, just because, you know, who knows, you know, those things are germ machines. They always have been. So even with everybody wearing a mask, but again, I think it's just up to you. And I think if you had to fly somewhere, like God forbid there was a death in the family and I had to go somewhere, then I would do it, but I'm not going to go out of my way to fly to some, especially Florida right now, because it's not like they're doing any better than we are.
Nope.
With this stuff. Did you see that a bunch of, just a quick Rona update, a bunch of Texas mayors are urging Greg Abbott to mandate face masks, and, you know, I think he's done a pretty good job throughout all this, which I know a lot of you disagree, and I'll get a bunch of hate texts now for saying that. But he said last week that doing so would, quote, deprive someone of their liberty. God, that is such a horrible argument, man. Somebody's not going to suddenly vote for a Democrat because you said, all right, put a mask on. Now, I think the thing they did here where it was $1,000 fine, I think that's ridiculous. It should be a parking ticket. You should, you know, make them pay $25 and give them a mask on the spot. That would be, you know, $1,000 fine is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. But I don't know of anyone who got that $1,000 fine.
No, because they didn't enforce it. And they shouldn't. I mean, that was ludicrous. I mean, I like the idea of saying, hey, if you're going to be out in public, wear them. But if you're going to mandate it, that's fine. But it can't be $1,000 fine, man.
Right.
It's just gotta, you know. But, you know, somebody says, my body, my choice. I'm willing to risk it. Okay.
Now, remember my body, my choice next time you're in a political conversation. Remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, just in case you might want to have an abortion.
Right.
Just a thought. So, And somebody said, my company said, if you fly on vacation, you have to quarantine for 14 days or provide a negative test. So that's the other thing right now is even if we could go to Canada, we'd have to quarantine for 14 days after, before they'd let us leave. And, you know, if we're going for 2 weeks, that's a whole month. That right. doesn't quite work. Although I guess technically you could start the quarantine when you got there, but I don't know. But anyway, so it's a moot point because it's not going to happen. But yeah, I have no problem with them saying, you know, just wear masks in public. And the fact that this is where Abbott can actually take a really good step toward being a leader and not just a politician who's a slave to his party, because nobody's going to rip Greg Abbott. Maybe the president will, I don't know, but nobody's going to rip Greg Abbott for saying, you know what? Yeah, they need to be mandatory, because it wouldn't be a political decision.
People will.
Oh, I know they will, but I think the people that do it are just, you know, if you say, here's a Republican, here's a right-wing guy who says do this, it's really hard for people to make it a political thing and say, oh, well, I'm not doing that.
But he's also got constituents. He needs, you know, he needs votes.
And yeah,
the last thing he needs is the president calling him a rhino or something like that. That's like a death sentence to a political career these days.
Yeah, I don't know how much longer that's actually going to last. And I know he's not going to go after Greg Abbott. I honestly think it would be nice to see a politician do the right thing, whether it agrees.
What? Say that again?
Yeah, I know. I'm wishful thinking here.
That was good, Fred. Yeah. It's the gem of the day.
409 says he could stay clear of it and just let each municipality enforce it if they want. He could. That would be, you know, it's the same thing without pissing off your base. But I don't get the whole civil liberties thing. It's and when you say my body, my choice, it's not your choice. It's other people that you're wearing it to protect other people, not yourself. So, and I can't get why people don't understand that. And I'm tired of trying to, you know, I'm banging my head against the wall because people aren't wearing them. And that's great. Don't wear them. Just don't come crying to me when your grandmother dies of the Rona. But, and so he said, I agree, strip somebody of their liberty. That's the dumbest argument. And he says, I hate that the governor of a great state thinks like that. Honestly, I don't think he does. I think, though, that his base, and this is a problem we've been talking about for days, his base it gets riled up over things like that, and he can't alienate them, because that's not what politicians do. They don't make decisions that are best for the people or best for their state. They make decisions based on what's best for themselves and to stay elected. And that's, you know, 713, a politician doing the right thing is letting the individual decide. Then fine, let us decide on everything then. And you know what? Hey, I have decided to wear them, so I don't know. But and Seth says they don't understand because they're right-wing nut jobs. I don't think that's fair either. I know a lot of people who aren't. That just don't like them, so they look for any excuse. And to me, that's kind of a positive, because guess what? That does bring people together. People of different ideologies who don't want to wear masks. So let's look at it as a positive. All right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.